Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how we love you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, how we love you, Lord. How we praise you. Oh, Lord, how we adore you. How we just want to magnify your name, glorify you, worship you, Lord God. You are worthy of all these things. Oh, Lord, how we love you. How we love you, how we love you. Good afternoon, good evening, each and every one of you. Thank you for joining us on this Thursday. And we are just going to continue to love on him, and we're going to continue to praise him. We thank God for you being here with us tonight. And we just want to give him the glory, honor, and praise as we always do each and every Thursday. We're going to have a Holy Ghost party tonight. We know that party will not stop. We will not let the fire go out on tonight. We just want to give God the glory. Hallelujah, because he's so worthy. He's so worthy. He's so amazing. He's so awesome. Let's just think about how good he is, and let's just start calling those things out. God, you are lovely. God, you are beautiful. God, you are an awesome God. God, you are a good, good Father. Hallelujah. God, you are magnificent. God, you are love. God, you are my peace. God, you are my joy. Hallelujah. God, I just need you more and more and love you more and more and more and more and more each and every second of the day. Hallelujah. If you just start calling those things out, what he is to you on tonight, what is God to you on tonight? He may be the father that to the fatherless, and I know that he is, and he's the mother to the motherless. He's the friend to the friendless. Hallelujah. He's the lawyer in the courtroom. He's the judge. He's the doctor. He's the surgeon in the operating room. Hallelujah. God is everything, and there's no other God like him. Hallelujah. No other God like him. So we just thank God tonight. Tonight we're just going to just be on fire, stay on fire for him, just thanking him, praising him, like I said earlier. And we're just going to do it, and we're going to let God do what he does, and he's going to do it big. All you got to do is receive it on tonight. So tonight we're going to just get started with praise reports. We're going to get started with praise reports, testimonies. And I said on last week, come get ready for your testimony. Bring your testimony, because he's going to do some great things and some awesome things. So I know he's already done that because you're here. So that's the number one testimony. We are alive. He did it again. Yes, he did. Once again, he woke us up again this morning and let us be amongst the living. I just got a phone call. My daughter was very upset. Her grandmother in South Carolina was rushed to the hospital due to not being able to breathe and chest pains. So we are waiting on updates for her. But we know God is in control. So we are praying for Lula Rice on this evening right now, thanking God that he's going to do great things in her life and in that family. And I pray that, you know, the calming over my daughter, because she was highly upset. But I thank you, Lord God, that he's working it out right now as we speak. So if you would just keep Lula Rice in your prayers as we're on here tonight. And we're just going to go ahead and open up the lines for, well, let me read Jesus Calling first, and then we're going to open up the lines for testimonies, praise reports. Anything that God has done great for you, a song maybe, whatever it is that's on your heart tonight. That's where we're going to let God lead you. But God is saying tonight, come to me with empty hands and an open heart, ready to receive abundant blessings. I know the depth and breadth of your neediness. Your life path has been difficult, draining you of strength. Come to me for nurture. Let me fill you up with my presence, I in you and you in me. My power flows most freely into the weak ones, aware of their need for me. Faltering steps or dependence are not lack of faith. Excuse me. They are links to my presence. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you loved me. That comes from John 17:20-23. Isaiah 40:29-31. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for that word. And right now we're going to open the lines for testimonies, praise reports, prayer requests. If you have any of the above, press 1 and I will open up your mic. Okay, no one has a praise report or a testimony or a prayer request. I put my prayer request in earlier. I have a testimony. I'm just grateful for what God is doing in my life, and I thank God for just waking me up this morning and giving me fresh breath. I thank God because he's doing things, been going through a lot of tests, and I'm thanking God that tests are coming back on the good side and not the bad side. I thank God that even the things that they're a little concerned about, they're already in God's hands, so I'm not even worried about them. So I thank God for sitting me down for a little while just to let me get some rest and to give me time to reflect and to think on some things. So I thank God for just an opportunity. I thank God that he has given me shelter and food to eat and clothes to wear and fresh, clean water. I thank God for transportation and the means to put fuel in the car to go to and from. I thank God for my business. I just thank God for all the things that he's given, and I don't take for granted that he's done it, because I know without God I am nothing and I can do nothing. So I just want to thank God for all that he's given me. I thank God for my family. I thank God for my friends and my associates. I thank God because, like I said, I'm in my right mind. I thank God for all these things. So these are my testimonies. These are the things that I'm just thankful for, grateful for. Now, once again, I'm going to ask you, if you have a testimony or a praise report or a prayer request, press 1, and I'll recognize you. If not, we'll go into the Word. All right, I'm going to play this one song, and then we're going to go into the Word.
working for me, and I believe it's working for me. Come on, sing that out, say that.
I don't have to worry, God.
It's working for me, for me. My faith is rising now.
It's working for me.
And although I can't see how,
it's working for me.
I know that he's intentional.
Praise God, praise God. So we just thank God for each and every one of you that have joined us on tonight. And I want you to get your hearts ready and your minds ready for a word from God. God has an awesome word coming from his manservant tonight. So we ask that you pray for him as he pours out to us, that God will fulfill him and pour right back into him. So we just thank you, like I said, once again, for you joining us on tonight. And I'm going to turn it over to other than Pastor George Flint.
Well, praise God. We praise God and thank God tonight. Thank God for each and every one of you that are here on this line with us. It's Thursday night. Thankful Thursday. And we just give God the honor and the praise. I thank God for those who have a testimony that you know, just share and give God the praise, and let God know that you're grateful. Grateful that he's here. He'll let you to be here, that you see another day. You know, nobody knows the time or the hour. That's what Christ said. He's like, tell us when. He's like, man, nobody knows the time or the hour. And even in one time, he said, he come like a thief in the night. But to be here, with the opportunity to praise him, the opportunity to just say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for what? For waking me up with fresh blood running warm through my veins. Thank you, Lord, for the activity of my limbs. Thank you, Lord, that I went to the bathroom, God, and I was able to use the bathroom without no assistance, Father. Thank you, Lord God, that the breath of life flowed through my nostrils. Thank you, Lord God, that fresh blood run warm through my veins. Thank you, Lord God. I got a roof over my head, food on the table, clothes on my back, shoes on my feet. Thank you, Lord, that I have a floor. You know, I'm telling you, I've been all over the world, and I've seen so many different things, especially in these third world countries. But you got a lot to be grateful for tonight. Just the fact that you are at your home, wherever you are. You're not in the hospital. You're not headed to the hospital. You're not on your deathbed. It's a lot of things just to be grateful for. So I said, I don't know why my Jesus loved me. I don't know why he cares. I don't know why he sacrificed his life, but I'm glad. I'm so glad he did. Tonight I want to talk about, because my heart, me and my wife, we was joking. She had an encounter today, so she was joking. So I made a joke about it, you know. And the topic came, was birthed just from that. Like, somebody love you. Somebody love you, baby. You know the song. All y'all know, like it's too holy than that. You know that song, Somebody Love You, Baby. You know who it is. But no, long story short, though, let's get to the word. The word is that, man, somebody truly loves you. And that's why you're up today. That's why you were able to move and have your being. Somebody loves you. Somebody prayed for you. You know, a certain song we used to sing back in the days that gave you so much power, gave you so much strength, that gave you the ability to move on, the ability to fight, and just to see another day. You know, the song first was just another day that the Lord has kept me. Then I remember, you know, growing up and somebody prayed for me. They had me on their mind. They took the time to pray for me. And I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. Let me see. Go to John 17. So John 17, it's amazing that how God moves and how he left. And today's calling, Jesus' calling, was the same, pretty much the same scripture that God had laid on my heart. It's the birth of another. This is where our ministries come from. And it just where he just, you know, let you know that Christ said, all he had given me I have kept, and none was lost. So when you look at somebody love you, yeah, and even as a child, remember we sang a little childhood and let's run, Jesus loves me, this I know, because the Bible tells me so. You know what I'm saying? Listen, he loves you. Right now today, he loves you. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, no matter where you've been, no matter who you've done it with, he still loves you. I remember when I was doing no good, and I was like, man, he shined on the just and the unjust. What a mighty God we serve. Especially when I was out there being big and bad and doing all I think I could do, serving Satan to no avail. But the grace of God and the mercy of God was that he still let me wake up to do dumb stuff. I look at David. They said David was a man after God's own heart. But yeah, David had plenty of flaws, plenty of shortcomings. Even Abraham, the father, you know, of us, he had his shortcomings. So you look at these different things that we have, but then still, God's grace, God's mercy, even with Peter. Peter was so bad off that Jesus had to change him from the three times he denied him to just restore him. You know, we got a God that's a restorer. How does that make you feel? So in John 17, he said, Jesus spoke these words, looked up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. How many have done that before? Just one outside and say, Daddy, time has come. Glorify your child. That's your child. But David, you know, I'm gonna say what the word said, then I'm going to come back. But he said, glorify your son, that your son also may glorify you. As you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I have glorified you on the earth, I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory I had with you before the world was. For you know, you give your testimony for most of your ministers on this line anyway, so before you go before the people and you teaching and ministering and evangelizing and dealing as an apostle, as a prophet, as the anointed vessel that you are, you say, God, glorify your daughter, glorify your son, God, so that you may be glorified. Let your anointing fall fresh on me, that I won't move in myself, but I'll move in you. And God, you said, by love and compassion, you know, miracles and healings and deliverances, all those things took place. If you study the walk of Christ, you study the healings, the lame walking and the lepers being cleansed and the blind seeing and the dead being rose from life, or he's always said he was moved by compassion. What is compassion? That's love. So guess what? Somebody loves you. Look at your situation. And no matter how bad you may think it is, it's 1,000, 10,000, maybe wish it could be in your shoes right now. Why? Because the grace and mercy. You can tell them, greatest your mercy towards me. Greatest your mercy towards me. Because that's the case. Still what he said, I pray for them. I did not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. So where do you fall in that category? He said, and all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. He said for his departure, he said, now I'm no longer in this world. But these are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father, keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me have kept, and none of them is lost except for the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Look what he's saying in the 13th verse. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them. See, sometimes, you know, things do look bad and things look grim, but you're walking amongst reptilians. You're walking around shapeshifters. You're walking around spiritual wickedness in high places. This is, they're amongst you. You know, we always look at stuff in the physical. We always look at things that we can see. But it's so much, and that's so much unrealistic. The things that you see, man, it's so much less than what you don't see. What goes on behind the scenes? What goes on behind a common cold or a fever? See, you never know that they show a symbol in the spirit that it could be a noose around your neck being tightened, and you're wondering why I got such a bad headache or where is this migraine coming from? But you're not even knowing what's going on in the background. I remember ministering, and after I finished ministering, I was under attack. And my mother came, she had to be in the loose certain things. She said, the spirit of Python is trying to squeeze the life out of you. And I was interceding for a brother, one of my brothers. You know, and what happened was that it felt like some cinder blocks was on my chest, you know, like a whole lot of cinder blocks. I couldn't breathe or anything else. She said, yes, but she had to break that stuff up. So a lot of things we look at in the physical is not real according to what we look at in the spirit realm. So you know, you'd be on the attack, you'd be in the spiritual warfare, you know, and there'd be a lot of mental stuff, there's a lot of ups and downs. But God said, even in that, I kept you and I continue to keep you. So even if you have nothing else to say as far as testimonies, prayer reports, guess what you can say this tonight? Just another day that the Lord has kept me. And he loves me. He said, I do not pray that you take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. See, you know, that's the prayer we pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Then he said, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. He said, you keep them from the evil one. He said, they are not of the world. He says, I am not of the world. And so this is where, not this where Jesus came from, this verse right here. They are not of the world. He says, I am not of the world. He said, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. So that's something that's a prayer tonight. God, sanctify me by your truth. Your word is truth, Lord, so sanctify me by your truth. You said, God, for those that will worship him, and will worship him in spirit and in truth. So sanctify your truth, God, so I can worship you and I can serve you the way you choose to be served. And you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. Now here where you come in at. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you. That they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. I told you somebody loves you. Okay, what it feel like, seem like, appear to be. He said that you have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am. He's not telling you to leave this city or leave this state or leave this country or have to go to heaven. He wants you to be in a oneness. So he said, you want me in oneness. That's where he is. He's in oneness with God. Where he can say, I move, I live, I have my being because of my Father. He said, that they may behold my glory which you have given me. For you loved me before the foundation of the world, O righteous Father. The world has not known you, but I have known you. And these have known that you sent me. And I declare them to your name and will declare that the love with which you love me may be in them and I in them. They go love, 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 love. Then we talk about in Proverbs, when they talk about 2 Corinthians, about the fruit of the Spirit, and what's the greatest of fruit, you know? It's love, it's charity. So, man, right now you can just say, somebody loved me. He loved me, this I know. So when she asked you today, anybody had a testimony, anybody had a praise report, and it was silent. But Jesus said, if you be ashamed of me before men, I'm going to be ashamed of you before my Father. So, I'm sure everybody woke up this morning because you're on this line. I'm sure you may have had some twists and turns, but you're here. So it's a simple testimony. You should have said something pressed up. One, should have recognized you, and you should have said, I thank God for being here today. I thank God for life, health, and strength. Even if you ain't finished the strength that's inside of you, the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The strength of the Lord is your joy. Everybody not feeling the best, you know? We got a call a couple of hours ago. My daughter, she was frantic because her grandmother got rushed to the hospital. And she didn't have the information because she's in Auburn in there, South Carolina. And she was feeling her way, you know, real frantic, really on edge, anxiety on 1,000. But eventually she calmed down. But here's the thing. You never know. Nobody know the time or the hour. You never know what God's plan is. I remember my brother, Tracy, died. And it was crazy because I was on the phone, playing on the phone with his wife, just, you know, making fake prank phone calls and all that stuff. We was just going back and forth. And she called me back and said, Gigi, Al got shot. I thought she was playing with me this time. But he got shot, and he wasn't supposed to be doing that job. And it's just the worst part. I said he was going to stop working in a matter of days. And they said he just, you know, put his life down for the others. He sacrificed his life for the rest of the people that was inside that particular location. And he was sounding like execution style. And the paramedics weren't astute enough to know to just push his, you know, push the blood and push his guts in to let it stop the bleeding. He lost a lot of blood, too much blood, and that's by the time they was giving him transfusions, he passed. And so he came in on the stretcher smiling. I guess he already knew he was, you know, he was going home to God, you know, but you never know. You can leave out, like I said, one day you're here and then you're gone. Nobody knew that was the day he was going to leave. Even when I called my mom, she was in Detroit. She was like, Al ain't going nowhere. It's not his time. I get away from her and get back to the hospital area, and all of them had bounced into the wall and just slid down. I know then it was over, you know, but just the fact that you're here, that means you got breath in your body, in your lungs, fresh breath flowing through your nostrils. That's enough to give God the praise. Even if you feel in pain, you know how many people don't feel pain? I wish they could. I wish they could feel their legs. I wish they can feel their feet. I wish they can complain about backaches. Somebody love you. And they pray for you. You know, you survive on your grandmama prayers and your granddaddy prayers, your mama prayers for this long. Now it's time to give God the praise. It's time to thank God. It's time to say, hey, man, Lord, sanctify me in your truth. Your word is truth. Separate me. Cleanse me. Wash me. Take me, this vessel. Make something beautiful out of it. Continue to change me into your likeness. They say you can be the greatest evangelist in the whole wide world, but without love, it's nothing. You can prophesy. You can speak in every tongue there is. Without love, it's nothing. You lay the hands on the sick and recover. You can do all. You can be the one that say, man, there's so much fire in his hands and her hands and everywhere she goes, this and that. But without love, it's like a clinging symbol. So tonight, man, I just want love to be our portion. There's a lot of bitterness and rejection and unforgiveness and all kind of stuff that we deal with on a daily basis. We deal with certain things on a daily basis. We deal with all kind of emotions, demotions. And they run rampant. And you know, Satan knows these things, and he try to tap dance on your head with them. But God said, I come to bring you light, and life more abundant. So tonight I ask you, when you question yourself, when you question, is he really for you? When you question that who's got my back, I want you to say, whose report do you believe? I say, I'm telling you, I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. You know, his hands ain't too short. His arms not too short to reach us. Nor his ear too far away to hear you. Nor his eyes short-sighted that he can't see. You serve a God that's almighty. And he's able. He's able to reach you where you feel like you can't be reached. He's able to touch you where you think you can't be touched. He's able to love you when you feel you can't be loved. And take you to higher heights and deeper depths. Tonight, I'm telling you, evaluate your life. Evaluate the situation. Evaluate your Jesus. Evaluate your God. And your relationship with God. And say, where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? And say again, where would I be if Jesus didn't care? And get bold and say, where would I be if Jesus didn't sacrifice his life for me? If he didn't make it personal. If he didn't sacrifice his life for me, where would I be? Nobody knows your story like you know your story. Nobody knows where he reached you from. That extreme moment, that most extreme moment. I had a pastor friend. They said, you know, and he was an anointed man of God, you know, a true man of God, you know, and he was a good friend of mine. Initially, at this point in his life, he was doing drugs, he was doing bad. And he was trying to kill himself. The same moment, he was ready to try to commit suicide. And the belt broke. He was trying to hang himself. Or whatever it was he was doing, it broke. He ran straight to the church. There was a revival. And gave his life to God. That was 20-some-odd years ago. Now, man, he's a powerful, powerful man of God. And doing so much for the body, for the kingdom. But that's the most extreme moment. The lady Helen Bale had a song about a praying grandmama. And she said she was in the process of ODing. And God reached her through Christian television. She had that point, she had OD'd and hit the head on the back of the wall and slid down. And she had the same time my grandma saying, save my granddaughter. Save my granddaughter, Jesus. In that same moment, man, that same moment, God changed her life. I don't know about you, but I've had some extreme moments like that as well, and God has always showed up and showed out on my behalf. You know, it's a faith walk. You know, we walk by faith, not by sight. And we come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. So we thank him tonight. We praise him, we worship him, and we magnify his name. I'm going to continue on, but I want to ask you if there's anybody right now that just want to tell the Lord thank you, or tell the Lord how much you love him. Just tell him that, you know, press one. If you just want to just brag about your God. I mean, we're making it personal tonight. You got a song that can sing and can show how awesome God is, you know, or what he's done for you. Nobody knows your story. Nobody knows where you were when he met you. Nobody knows when you had that encounter that changed your life forever. But you know. Oh, you know. And it's a reminder of it. Like when he saved you, when he sanctified me. The song said, just get the number, open up on it. He runs his flint. Direct the traffic number. But he said, I said I wasn't going to tell nobody. But I couldn't keep it to myself. Couldn't keep it to myself. Couldn't keep it to myself. Said I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself. What the Lord has done for me. And then this one said, you had all been there when he saved my soul. Yeah, you should all have been there when he put my name on the roll. And I started walking. I started talking. I started singing. I started shouting. Oh, what the Lord has done for me. Has he done anything for you tonight, today, yesterday, 3, 4, 5, 6 days ago? Just give God the glory and help somebody. You know, we are here, each one reach one, and we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Help each and every one of us on this line be overcomers. I charge you for doing so. And that's what you'll hear is Evangelist Flint and Chill. So you press one or whatever. If you know it. Praise God. Thank you. I love you. And I'll come back.
Six 447, your line is open.
Okay. Set me free, God has not owned me. He's been good to me. Hallelujah. God has not owned me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Hallelujah. Oh, excuse me. Thank you, Jesus. He can't block me. And he can't stop me. Some things I needed to do. And I was thinking, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to do this. But he, in his kindness, in his love, he brought back to me. When you couldn't walk, what did you say? I can do all things through Christ Jesus, who strengthened me. And we need strengthening, not only in our bodies, but in our spirit and in our soulish realm. I'm saying it for myself. Of course, I know what God has done. And no matter what we're faced with, we need to be able to look back to remember where he has brought us from. We need to speak to him and call on him, not that he's forgotten, but for our own self, calling him into remembrance of where he has brought us from. I praise God for those words coming from Pastor. I praise God because I know for myself who he is. And he has taught me who I am in him. So I just thank God tonight. I thank him even to how if I'm thinking the night before, what I want to have for breakfast. And sometimes it's something that Pastor doesn't always cook. And I mean, I'm just showing you goodness. And when I wake up, Wisconsin wakes me and say, "You ready, Jesus? Your breakfast is ready." And since I come in here, have that grits and corned beef hash and toast. And, of course, I boiled it. And I thank him. And I ask her, "How did you know what I wanted?" "You need to stay out of my mind. But if you stay out of my mind, I wouldn't have what I wanted for breakfast." But it's not just with breakfast, but it's with a lot of things. And God, when you trust him, and when you have a prayer partner, and you trust them, and they trust you, then God will move in their hearts like that. And I just thank him. I thank him because my children are safe. And I just ask him to keep their angels with them at all times, no matter where they are. God bless you. And I thank you. Hallelujah. back to you, Pastor.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that word. I do have a praise report. I just got an update from South Carolina that Lula is doing okay. It wasn't a heart attack, and that it may be some infection, maybe pneumonia, but they got her oxygen level from 88 back to 96, so she says she's feeling better, but they are running tests to see what is going on. But we just thank God that it's not as bad as we thought it could have been, but we just thank God because we prayed immediately, and I said by the time she gets to that hospital, it'll be a change. So I thank God for the change, and I thank God for working fast, like I said, for him to do. So, God, I thank you, Lord God, and that's my praise report. And 1436, your line is open.
Praise God. I would like to sing a song, but I don't want to sing a song without giving God praise for being on the blog. The time that I have been on the blog, I have learned a lot of things and heard a lot of testimonies. When you're in a relationship like a marriage, and if you're honest with each other, even with your bad and your good times, a marriage will last. Because when God puts someone together and gives you your soulmate, you're there to last until death really do your part. And I just thank Pastor Jordan, Evangelist Flint, for them having the blog and God blessing them to have it, because I have learned a lot. I learned how to be more patient, understanding. As long as I put God first in everything, you can ask and you will receive it. I had two blessings today, thanks to the grace of God. I had a package from my med, the Tran med people that had to be delivered tomorrow. Didn't know where I was going to get the money at, but I trusted in God. Because Pastor and Apostle always told me, trust in God and believe. Walk on that faith that you can't see. So that's what I did. So I was able to get the money for the TransMeds package that I was supposed to be getting. And my water bill normally be $100-something. And I used to be that high. But today I got my water bill in the mail. And it was about, I think, $50 and some change. Now that was a big jump. Pretty much like almost $100 jump. And I just thank God for miracles. And I'm telling y'all, I'm a living testimony. It works. When you put God first in everything, you got time to do whatever you want to do. So I'm not going to prolong it long, but I have time to sing this song. I can sing a short one. I can sing Sovereign God. I can sing God Will Make a Way.
You have time to sing it.
Oh. Ma'am?
You do have time to sing. Go ahead.
Okay. Sovereign, sovereign, my Lord God is sovereign, and he can do whatever he wants to, and he can do whatever he chooses to, however he chooses to. He's a sovereign God. God is God. Whom am I? Whom am I to question his authority? Whom am I? Whom am I to question his judgment? He is a sovereign God. God is God, and he can do whatever he wants to, and he can do choose to, however he choose to. He's a sovereign God. God is God. Praise God in the name of Jesus. I appreciate you. Let me sing that song to God.
Praise God. Anytime you want to sing and give God some praise, you're more than welcome. Hallelujah. 56, 59, your line is open.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Meet your every mother, hands. Praise God. You know I love that song. I love that song. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And thank you, Pastor Flint and Evangelist Flint, for your blog this evening. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, my God. Bubba, you said whoever want to make it personal. Well, it is personal. Hallelujah. It is personal. It's personal, 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 personal. Personal on top of personal. Hallelujah. It's just like the foot on hot dog. All the way. All the way. It's all the way with the Lord. It's not a part-time mission. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. It is an all-the-time mission. I give them praise. I give them honor. I give them glory. I give them whatever I can give them. Hallelujah. To lift him up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, higher, higher, and higher, and higher, higher. The more I lift him, the deeper I go with him. That's what my desire is, the deeper, the deeper place in him. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I thank God for healing. Oh, my God. Answering prayers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, delivering people. Hallelujah, from minds that are clogged up, vessels that are clogged up. Hallelujah, backs that have problems, Father. Hips, bones, hallelujah. Malignancies, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, blood clots. All maladies, Lord Jesus. I thank you for healing, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord, it's personal. Oh, Father, it's personal. It is truly personal. Because we know not the hour of the time when your trumpet is going to blast. Hallelujah. But I know you're coming back. I know you're on the way back. I know it for myself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everyone. Hallelujah. That's present tonight. I pray that you give everybody clarity of their minds and their hearts and their soul. Something missionary mother Hines said about relationships. And my mind drifted off to when I was a little girl. And whenever I stayed with my big mama and big daddy, there wasn't a night that the Bible didn't open up. Hallelujah. And the word did go forward. It went forward every night. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Every night. And they were married 54 years. Hallelujah. And the only reason it was 54 years is he decided to go home and be with the kids. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Y'all just keep on doing what you're doing in the Lord. Everything gonna be all right. And the little baby said, London said, Auntie, it's going to be all right. Auntie, it's going to be all right. Calm down. It's going to be all right. Praise God. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. We thank God for Pastor Wanda and the inspired word of God, and just letting you know, it is personal. So when you look at How do I make it personal? I go and say, great is he that's in me, and he that's in the world. How do I make it personal? David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And they get to going deeper. How do I make it personal? I said, to him who's able to do exceedingly and abundantly, above all that I can ask or think, according to the power that works in me. That power works inside of you. That's how you make it personal. How do I make it personal? I said, do not be conformed, but be transformed by the renewing of my mind. Let me be blood washed in his word. How do I make it personal? I said, by his stripes, I am healed. You know, this ain't a we thing right now. That's a me thing. Make it personal. Make your walk personal. Walk out to a soul salvation in fear and trembling. I want to ask a request from Apostle Arnold, and then I'll let Evander just give us our benediction. But my request is, it's a song she was singing a long time ago, or all the time. I started off with, I'm going to sing it, man. So I'm going to ask Vincent to put up a mic. But the song says, Amazing Grace. And the one that y'all talk about, everybody sing all the time about his eyes on the sparrow, but this is a different one. He said, it's always been my song of praise. Because it was grace that bought my. Then I got real frustrated. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond all of my faults. And he saw every one of my needs. He met every last one of my needs. So I'm going to ask if I saw him, you know, just bless us with that. And I'm going to get out the way.
Just it. Mama, your line is open.
Apostle Arnold. Apostle?
There you go. You are.
Your line is open, Mama.
All right, hello. To God be all the glory. Now I want to emphasize that with us as never before. I sent out yesterday on Facebook. And then I know some people were telling me it was open, but this is something God wants us to know now. He wants us to realize that all the things that we're going through, it's not really going to get a lot better.
Apostle Homer.
Yes.
Did you get the request for the song for you to sing? Amazing Grace has always been my song of praise.
Oh, okay, that was the praise. But I'm still want you all to know that that's not all, but be. Do Matthew 24:25 and read Revelation 6. God shall open your eyes. The word is going on today. And I thank you. Amazing grace has always been my song of praise. Cause it was praise that brought my liberty. I do not know. She's a book, Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I do not know just why he loves me so. He looked behind all of my fault. Oh, and he saw. He saw my need. And I thank you for that song tonight. I thank you for your call. God is saying to you, my Father is so to send me to get my bride, Shakodama, Aya. Make sure your all is in your lamp. Shakodama, seek my faith.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Seek my God's word.
Oh, my God.
Ikoshata. Call on the Holy Spirit. Ask him to lead you, to guide you, to order your thoughts and order your steps, and follow the direction that he's given you. Sometimes it may seem like it's out of the way, and you know a shorter way. God said, follow the Holy Spirit. Follow the direction that he is taking you in. Mother, hallelujah. You mentioned about marriages, bringing forth something, Pastor. God wants you all to know that no matter where a sickness is, no matter where witches are, at the 12 o'clock hour, they start praying against marriage. They start praying against family. See, they are doing their job. God said, he could shut up. In the word, he has told us that it will come a time when mothers and fathers will be against each other. It will be a time when mothers and fathers will be against their children. And the children will be killing each other, or they'll be killing their parents. God said it in his word. So he said, think it not strange. Think it not strange. Glory, yes, God. Think it not strange what is happening in the world today. Well, then Matthew, he said, there will be wars and rumors of wars. Be not afraid. Be not afraid. Because if you're walking right with God, if you get killed in the war or whatever, you'll be with me. Yes, God, thank you. Paul said to be absent from the body, Shaka, Ikosa, is to be present with the Lord. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
To whom much I have given, much you shall receive. you will know, you will go through it because the enemy, you're going to receive all kind of attacks. People even doubt your salvation because of how you're being treated and how things are coming against you. But God said, trust in me. Trust in my word. That's why we got to stay in his word. Stay in his word. Glory be to God.
Thank
you, Father.
Thank
you, Father. Jesus. Lift each other up. I mean, pray all during the day. When he said pray without ceasing. When you're going to bed and you have the Lord on your mind, just ask the Holy Spirit to finish praying for you. He'll be glad to do it. That's how we'll be able to keep on praying, keep on praising. He said the level of praises from my people have come down. Ooh, yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. They are being called up and getting so much of their attention into things. Things. People. None of them can open my door for you. Stop seeking things above praising me. He said, because I would take care of you.
Yeah.
I will take care of those that seek my face, that praise me, said the Lord. Stop praising me and then lifting them up and thinking they so much. God said they still can open my door for you. Hallelujah. 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 I think I'm finished. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
All kinds of doors for you with the business. And he said, well, in the midst of it all, in the midst of it all, remain meek and humble. Meek and humble. He is blessing you. And your mate, your husband, pastor, but he wants both all of us to say, clean. Clean, shut up, for I made you one. That kind of a fool, yeah. One in me, one in your marriage, one in your business. Each one care and pray for the other. So shut and let him work through you. the main purpose of what he's given the two of you is for souls. It's for souls. It's to let your light shine so that others will come unto you. What is it that you have? Tell me what you have. Show me what you have. The people are hungry. And the other people, God said, are very dangerous. Always stay focused. Know who you're dealing with. That you will not be deceived. And God wants everybody and their family members on this line, pray for them and ask them, pray that they will stay focused on God and they will not be deceived. In Jesus' name. God, take it over, please, baby. You got it.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah, for this, that word, a much needed word on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The spirit was heavy and God used her in a mighty way. So we thank God for God being God and for the obedience of his. I'm going to ask Pastor Wanda, because I just feel that the spirit is still heavy. Pastor Wanda, if you would close us out with a benediction.
Am I on?
Yes, ma'am.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I just thank God, hallelujah, for such a wonderful time, in the Lord, and it coming through purity and honesty. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thine sight, O Lord, my help, my strength, and my redeemer. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord God, my Savior, my all in all, and my everything. Amen.
Amen. Thank God. We love you all, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it until next Thursday. Have a blessed, blessed, super, super blessed week. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you.